You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
We all know what today is, right? It is the Ides of March. We all know that it was Julius Caesar who was warned by the soothsayer in William Shakespeare's play, Beware the Ides of March. And he just scoffed.
You make me laugh.
Basically that's what he said, but he paid the price for that. And ever since Julius Caesar's play, of course, William Shakespeare's the one that wrote the play. Julius Caesar lived it out. He lived, and it was 44 B.C., when his term limit came due right there in the Senate in Rome. And that's how they did term limits back in the day, I think. They just did him in. But ever since then, every pop culture to March 15th, the Ides of March, makes it seem like the day itself is cursed. Okay? I remember that growing up. I mean, whenever anybody said it, the Ides of March. Here's the truth of the matter. Ides, I-D-E-S, was one of ancient markers. There were three of them. And it doesn't matter what the other two are. You'll never hear about them. But Ides, you hear about. But it was an ancient marker used to reference the date in relation to lunar phases, moon phases, simply referred to the first full moon of a given month. And since the Roman calendar was based on lunar cycles, a full moon usually fell between the 13th and the 15th. The Ides of March, significant. It was the new year, with celebrations, rejoicing. How did we turn it around like that? Well, I mean, you know, that's popular culture. Even back in William Shakespeare's day, calendar months and lunar months, different lengths. They got out of step very fast, okay? But it is amazing. It's been used in movies and TV shows. That's kind of the, in 2011, there was a movie called The Ides of March. That was the name of the movie. And it had Ryan Gosling and George Clooney, so you knew it was very popular. Very popular movie stars and all that stuff, you know. But maybe, just maybe, Julius Caesar, I keep saying his name over and over, maybe he was the one who caused all the drama after all. Because he's the one that uprooted Rome's New Year celebration from their traditional March 15th date to January. 2 years before he was betrayed.
Helping you focus through the morning fog. The Cup of Joe Morning Show on the Sound of Life.
Cue the Irish instrumental flute. There you go. Kind of appropriate, right? So Sunday, believe it or not, St. Patrick's Day. That's time of the year, March time of the year, man. You have all kinds of fun stuff going on. So just posting this for you for the weekend. I mean, every family needs some silly jokes, right? I think we can all use that. So I came across this from imom.com. You're welcome to check it out yourself, imom.com. I did post it on the Sound of Life Facebook page for you. And even though Patrick was known for self-sacrifice and humility, you think, held in slavery in Ireland, way back in the, I think, was 400s, right? Was from England, which then was under Roman rule. Blows your mind. Was a shepherd. That's where he got to know God by himself, taking care of the animals out in the fields all by himself. God had a plan for him and let him know, and it worked. And he got back, and he was free, and he went, and he became whatever it is in the church you become. He wanted to go back there, and the church really was like, no, I don't think we want to do that. They're heathens. They're all, every one of them, they're heathens. And so he went, he took a band of people with him, and he ended up, make a long story short, he evangelized the entire country of Ireland. So that's why he's known as St. Patrick's today. But it's a time for kids, too, right? Why did the leprechaun climb over the rainbow? To get to the other side, of course. How can you spot a jealous shamrock? It will be green with envy. I could go on and on. I got them all right here. She posted a bunch of them, as she did. Let's see. Why did the leprechaun walk out of the house? He wanted to sit on the patio. Yes. And my favorite, what kind of bow can't be tied a rainbow.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
The sound of life.
I was watching a little clip from the Billy Graham Evangelist Association. It's on Instagram. That's what I say. There's a lot of people, a lot of fabulous ministries if you're not on Instagram or anything like that. And it was Billy Graham in one of his crusades, and it reminded me of somebody I saw talking about him, right? How did a North Carolina hick, really, growing up on a dairy farm back in the day, become a person who would pack out stadiums? It's funny. It just occurred to me. I thought, wow, that's right. I was talking about Nate Bargatze, the comedian, the clean comedian, breaking the mold. And now he's meeting in not theaters. We're talking about arenas, the whole 19,000 people. And you have a young lady who is a musician, sells tons of music, who is going around the world, who sells out stadiums, 190,000 people or whatever. And it's not something new, though. That's not breaking the mold. I think Billy Graham's the one that broke the mold. Isn't that wild? That God used a simple country boy, as he was known as, to change people. And maybe you yourself are saved because of Billy Graham Evangelistic Association coming through here. It's very prominent here back in the day. And here's the thing you should know, though. It's pretty chilling, really, when you think about it. When he was young and starting out, right, having the tent meetings, they were real tents, and they had tent meetings and stuff. There were about six evangelists going around. They were about the same age. They were young men, you know, well-spoken and all that, full of fire, had Jesus, right, bringing people to the Lord. Billy is the only one that made it. And he almost didn't. As any person in the Bible, you could look and say, "Whoa, boy, that was amazing. God used them." But he I mean, not because he fell, but because he almost did. I mean, he did some drastic things to stay true, including just opening up the Bible and being on his knees and say, "God, I'm following you. I'm never going to not follow you. I'm going to just repeating that over and over." It's pretty cool. It's an amazing thing. So it's a great lesson there, and I was just thinking about the work that he had done packing out stadiums all around the world, and he lived to see the satellite communications and stuff happen. God really used that. And if there was any evidence, I mean, there's tons of evidence, you're one of them, that God can use whoever he wants, however he wants, through whatever he wants for his purposes. Just rest in that.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
Perfect days to get out. I'm really big on hiking. It's one of the places you can go. I noticed already a lot of people out walking on the road in this morning on the road, but it's prepared. He's got a vest on and a light and all that, and there's not much traffic, you know, and stuff. But certainly out on a trail in the middle of nowhere is the way to go, I do believe, right? Hiking. I've always been big on that. Families getting out and hiking. And I follow Laura Story on Facebook. And if you do, you know that her family, they get out all the time. They're down in near Atlanta. And, of course, she's from South Carolina and stuff. And they're always out somewhere. I mean, it's one of the things that's really cool. I don't know if it's in anywhere else in the world where you can come and have a marked, registered trail where you have officials that, you know, protect certain areas and things like that. I don't know, but I'm big on that. And yes, welcome to Cup of Joe Morning Show. Paul, what's up there? What's up, man?
I'm just at the base of a hiking trail. A buddy of mine was like, "Hey, Paul, do you want to go hiking today?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'd love to be out of breath while we talk for 3.5 hours. I love hiking. You get to be outside and you get to be aware of coyotes and you get to carry around a wooden stick like you're a wizard. And you get to say things like, "Great day for a hike." And you get to hide and pee at the same time, and you get good cardio and blisters, and you get to ask questions like, "Do you think that's poisonous?" And yeah, you get to pass by other hikers and not say anything and just go. And you get to take hiking selfies to show everybody that you're healthier than they are, and you get to see who's going to be the first to say, "Should we turn around?" So
yeah,
I love hiking. So Okay, thanks, bye.
Okay.
Starting your day with a smile. It's the Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
New images coming from the depths of the ocean, you know, creatures, and it's nothing like watching a video, right? And they're like, I don't know how many meters, thousands of meters below the surface, way down where the really cool stuff is. Way down in the ocean, you know, it's few and far between, and then they come across something, and you hear one of the scientists in the back go, I've never seen that before. It's like, okay. Well, this one lady was diving off the Mexican coast. She's a biologist. Her name is Frida. She was doing, they do a night dive, number one, which I did not know that, but that's a thing, I guess. I don't know. They call it a black water dive. And she's like halfway through it, and she sees this fish. She knew what it was. But I've got to share it with you because I just went and saw the little video of it. It just blows your mind. It's absolutely incredible. First of all, it's purplish, I will say. It's, I guess its official name. Oh, if I can find that somewhere. And it can only come, it's the rainbow tripod fish. To say that it's elusive is sure, because normally it's almost 5,000 meters below the surface. It only comes up to, you know, a few hundred meters below the surface when they're laying eggs. And so it's very rare. It's during the larval stage there. It's dragged up with the currents. So that's, I mean, you know, not many humans ever see it. It never sees many humans. And it's one of the most beautiful things. You will not believe it. I want to get your interest up because it's just absolutely incredible. And so it's amazing. Deep sea fish. And there it was. So I'm going to post it on the Sound of Life Facebook page. You go and you check it out. And just check it out yourself. And then get somebody you love to come and get somebody, you know, say, look at this. Look at this. Watch this. And you'll be like, watch their mouth drop open. Why? Look at God's creation.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.